They feel like the transfer of blood, like with after 60 seconds, there's about 80 cc's that is transferred to the baby, and they feel like that's what's beneficial.
Is there something special in the blood that's there at the final stage of pregnancy?
Yeah, the placenta is pulsating, so it's pushing the blood, which is like stem cells and good blood from mom with antibodies and things to the baby. And it's just extra blood quantity, actually, that's really important.
So the blood was what, richer, or there's just simply more of it?
Kind of both, actually. And the baby gets more blood, which helps them with their iron stores. That's what they were talking about in that article.
Because you can understand why a person would say, well, my God, consider what's been going on for 9 months. Why would a few minutes make a difference at the end?
But, you know, during pregnancy, the blood's being transferred just all the time. But at the end, it's like a big push of blood from the placenta.
And so the advantages for the baby are what if you delay the clamping?
The one thing we have to set is that there's term infants versus preterm infants. The study that came out recently that sparked all this interest was about term infants, which is greater than 37 weeks of gestation. So it showed in term infants, the benefit to them was an increase in hemoglobin, which is the blood count concentration, and their iron stores were up for 6 months. There was one disadvantage, though, that was that they could have a higher level of jaundice neonatally and require phototherapy, which people know as Billy Lights. But then there was another study earlier that was published by the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. It basically said that there's a significant benefit to delaying cord clamping in preterm infants, which is under 37 weeks. As long as you don't need to do immediate resuscitation of the baby, they had a 50% decreased risk of hemorrhage in their brain, intracranial hemorrhage, if we did this delayed cord clamping because of this extra blood. So that was really significant.
This is yet another look at the advantages possible with the umbilical cord. We've heard of people banking cord blood,
right,
for instance. What's in the blood that would make it so useful for dealing with other maladies?
Fetal stem cells, which are great. So they can use those to regrow different tissues, as well as they can use them because they don't have disease with them. They're clean cells, basically. And they say 1 in 217 people will typically use the blood that they bank.
But what are some of the uses now?
Leukemia, it's transfusions with, if you have a sick sibling, sometimes they can work on genetic disorders for that.
Is this something a lot of parents are asking you about these days?
I think it is good for patients to think about it, and especially if they have a problem in their family. That's where I see the more questions coming from. If they've had a sibling or a family history of a genetic disorder, they're more interested than someone who's just run-of-the-mill and healthy pregnancy.
As we are talking, you are due.
Yes.
Any day.
Any day.
What are your plans for the umbilical cord or its contents?
You know, I'm not going to be doing the cord blood banking, but I will be doing, I think, the delayed cord clamping. You know, all this is coming at a very ideal time for me. Mm-hmm. And as long as the baby's healthy and there seems to be no problem at birth, there's no reason for me not to delay the cord clamping. So I think I'll be trying that.
Why not the cord blood banking?
It's one of those things that my husband and I discussed it, and we don't have any family history of a problem. And it's a financial expense, for sure. And I think it was probably more on the financial aspect. We just decided that for the use of 1 in 217, we weren't really sure that it was worth it for us.
Okay.
Maybe the next child, but not for this one.